the best new music, and the tracks you love. This is WRS, Lake Geneva's voice.
Tuesday Drive Time, World Radio Switzerland, 12 minutes away from 5 o'clock. BBC World Service news coming up at 5. Straight after that, we'll update weather and traffic. First, straight to the Impact Hub, which is where we find our beloved gadget guru, Paul Bristow, this afternoon. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Tony.
What are you? Gosh, you sound like you're underwater having a swim, staying cool. What are you doing at the Impact Hub today?
So the Impact Hub is a co-working space for social and environmental impact. So one of the businesses that I actually work in alongside Pangloss Labs is hosted here. So I'm here a couple of days a week.
How many people? Line's not the best, Paul. You're quite right for some reason. It's just sounding very sort of robot-like, which I guess goes with the Gadget Guru segment. But how many people would be based and working out of the Impact Hub?
So today there's about 30 people, plus there's an event for summer entrepreneurship taking place today. So we have about another 30 people here being assigned to companies looking for summer interns, basically, in the social impact field.
How long is that workshop on entrepreneurship going on for?
That one will be for 2 hours tonight, so it'll be a chance for the entrepreneurs that have been, or the interns that have been selected, to meet up with their bosses for the summer and see how they get on for the first time.
I wonder how many. It's a big area. The people who come to the region over the summertime to do internships. I know we've got a couple of people joining us here at World Radio Switzerland. We had Mikhail from Prague in the Czech Republic last year, and I know plenty of other organisations that take interns for the summer. It'd be interesting to find out, wouldn't it, the number of interns that come here to the region. How many do you think would be placed through the Impact Hub with some of these startups and other organisations that are working in the tech sector there at the Impact Hub?
I think for these guys, it's around 20 this year, and this is the first year that they've done it, because the Impact Hub is not officially open, even though I've been here for nearly a year.
it's the delayed opening.
That's right.
And what's, are they coming from all over the world, some of these young interns, Paul?
These ones here are mostly, I say locals, but that's Geneva locals. So yes, they're from Geneva, but they're actually from all over the world. Like most of the World Radio Switzerland people, in fact.
Great opportunity. We're a motley crew. We're a mixed bunch in here. Great opportunity, though, for some of these young people. You wanted to tell us all about this record-breaking hoverboard ride this afternoon.
Yes. I mean, if you are stuck in traffic and you wish you could just fly over it, there has been a great technological breakthrough. So if you remember the film Back to the Future, and they said in 2015 we would have hoverboards.
Yes.
And earlier this year, you and I discussed a little hoverboard that would hover a couple of inches above a metal floor. And neither of us were really convinced that this was the thing.
Yeah.
But now a Canadian-Romanian guy called Catherine Alexandra Duhu has set a Guinness Book of Records furthest flights by a hoverboard.
How far?
He traveled 276 meters. He had to exceed 50 meters to get the world record. So he more than did that. And basically what he's done is built something that looks like it's straight out of the Marvel superhero movies. If you are a fan of the Green Goblin and you like the board that he stands on and surfs in space, that's what this thing does. It was amazing.
We'll start to wrap up, because I know for someone listening right now with this call quality, they're probably going, Tony, I can't understand. But what will one of these hoverboards set you back? What are they going to cost at this stage?
At this stage, I think it would be, if you made it, it would only be a few thousand euros, because it's basically a drone with 8 propellers.
What's powering it? Batteries.
It's batteries. So we really, really need battery technology to get better and better.
Big time. Lighter and longer and stronger and all of that.
And that will impact everything from electric bikes through to these things.
It'll keep me going all afternoon, I'm sure. Now, is this legit? Because I recall there have been a few hoax sort of hoverboard stories over the years.
This one's legit. You can go to the Guinness Book of Records website and see the video for yourself.
276 metres. Gosh, and this, you know what? The scary thing is we're probably going to be seeing these things on the streets in the next 3 to 5 years. Remember, with what are those things with the wheels that people stand up? What are they called again?
The Segway.
Segways.
Yes.
Remember when they were just mooted as a new technology, then all of a sudden we started seeing them appear. We're going to see these hoverboards before we know it. Paul, I think we'll wrap it up there. We'll let you get back to the Impact Hub where they've got that workshop on entrepreneurship in Geneva tonight. If you'd like to get in touch with the gadget guru, Paul Bristow, panglosslabs.org is his website, although most Tuesdays you'll find him at the Geneva Hackerspace and the Impact Hub. So just check either of those. Just look for the one that has the hoverboard parked out the front. All right, mate, you take care.
Okay,
good to talk to you.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
When your legs don't work like they used to before,